Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited-time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
It's time for the most comprehensive sports talk show on the air, The Sports Attack. Now, live from New York, here's your host, Bob Black.
I'm Bob Black. This is Sports Attack here at the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of the attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio. They take us along for the ride each and every day. We got a bunch of affiliates all around the country. We love them. They love us right back. But in today's day and age, it is all about radio on the go. Yep. Guess what? You get us for about 15 minutes, 20 minutes, half hour, whatever the circumstances are, and we get it. We dig it. Look, you know, you're off to work. You're getting the kids out the door, walking the dog, jogging, heading to the gym, whatever the circumstances are. You're plugged in somewhere, and that's okay, because if you're plugged in, that means you're listening to us. iPhone, tablet, laptop, big old clunky PC. Pull up the website. Go there. Gordon Christie Canyon is the best website ever. AVN award winning. Click on the listen live button. We're right there for you. Plus, you get to see all the various different shows, programs, all the stuff that we do here on the network, and all the legendary guests that we get involved with each and every day. And, you know, that's a pretty good thing. Legends, current athletes, actors, movie stars, Beverly Hillbillies. Now, you know, music, authors, doesn't really matter. They're all there for you. Now, look, what's most important for us is the guys and girls who are listening around the world, American Forces Radio Network. They're there each and every day. They're protecting our six. They run towards it when we're running away from it. So see somebody in a uni, give them a thanks. Buy them a cup of coffee if you're so inclined, but be on your way because they don't get the breaks like we do. And I'm heading to one right now. Be back right after this short timeout. I'm Black. You're not. Please, please, please don't go anywhere.
How's that kitchen remodel coming along?
I haven't found a reliable contractor and have no idea where to start.
What about HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor. They match you to pre-screened and top-rated pros for any kind of home project. You can even check pricing and book appointments online.
What's the catch?
No catch. HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Really? I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
HomeAdvisor.
Allergy sufferers are hearing a lot of numbers these days about symptoms and relief. But the number sufferers want most is zero, as in zero nasal allergy symptoms. And nothing gets you closer to zero than Nasacort. Because unlike antihistamines that stop only one cause of your allergy symptoms, Nasacort stops more. And stopping more gets you closer to zero. For 24-hour relief of your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, choose Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
The new year is here, and it's time to honor those resolutions to look your best. Dr. Edward Damascus brings decades of experience as a plastic surgeon to help you where you need it most. Abdominal etching, gynecomastia, calf implants, facial surgery, hair restoration, and more. You can see the incredible results at lookbestforless.com. Serving clients in California, Florida, Europe, and the Caribbean, Dr. Damascus has appeared on Good Morning America and worked with multiple Olympic teams and the U.S. Army, and he can help you. Go to lookbestforless.com. That's lookbestforless.com.
Geico presents eyewitness interviews with inanimate objects.
This is Brian Bruno live on the scene of a recently flooded basement, here to describe the event, a tube sock.
So I'm curled up in a cozy pile of whites when the washing machine suddenly starts shimmying and shaking. Next thing I know, we're standing in 4 inches of water.
Did you help clean up?
Sure, but I'm just one sock.
A tube sock can't help you with a flooded basement, but the Geico Insurance Agency can help you get covered for personal property damage. Call Geico to see how affordable homeowners insurance can be.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon & Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon & Associates today for your free no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-443-4996. 800-443-4996. That's 800-443-4996.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
You're back with the Attack, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Some more NFL and some Olympics as well, and then we'll bounce it around the world of sports. Giants and Pat Shurmur hired Mike Shula as their new offensive coordinator. I heard people screaming at the top of their lungs in New York. Relax. Okay? Relax. The guy can coach. And not just because his name is Shula. All right? Because that has nothing to do with it. He's been around the league for quite some time. He's coached Cam Newton, who is not the easiest guy to coach. And he's managed to get the job done. All right. So, that being said, you know, is he a brilliant, creative, brand new entrepreneur? No. No. But look, it's going to be Shurmur's offense anyway. And he's going to be in charge of running it. He's not installing a new system. Shurmur is. So, they'll be able to get it done. Now, you know, the big criticism, it was an offense that was 21st in the league in total yardage and all this bang, bang, boom. Well, one thing that Mike Shula and his offensive do, what they do, is run the football. And whether it's Stewart, whether it was D'Angelo Williams when he was with the team, whether it's McCaffrey this past year, Panthers were fourth in running the football. Giants were 26th. They're going to find a running back. They need to build on the offensive line. Gettleman's going to do that. You know, will they resemble the Green Bay Packers? Sweep right, sweep left? No. But Shula will be fine. It's going to be Shurmur's offense. You know, let's not forget what Pat Shurmur did last year. Took a third-string quarterback and got that Viking offense with limited weapons. Don't forget they lost their running back, too, the guy they drafted to make the difference in the running attack. So, And the other thing, too, is that Gettleman had a lot to do with him being hired down in Carolina. This offense made it to the Super Bowl, that Carolina offense, in 2015. Shula will be fine. Like I said, boy, you would have thought they burned down the Meadowlands with this hired. You know? And I have personal experience with the guy when he was down in Alabama. It was his first head coaching experience. They basically hired him because he was Don's son. And they were going down that road. He rebuilt that program and got them back to respectability. And they would have been in contention for a national championship the year I was involved down there had he not kept Tyrone Prothro in for one play too many. And that was his call as a head football coach. And in one of the most gruesome injuries I've ever seen in my life, he lost the best player in the country. And Tyrone Prothro, back in 2005, 2006, was the best player in the country. And it all came to a screeching halt. They won the Cotton Bowl that year. They had Brody Croyle, John Parker Wilson after that. And they were never able to regain the glory. And he had him get in the boot. And Nick Saban came in, and the rest was history. But it didn't mean that Mike Shula was incapable. So relax, Giant fans. Relax. All right? Colin Kaepernick, back in the news as far as the National Football League goes. The Gentleman's Quarterly Man of the Year. Actually, Citizen of the Year, because we don't say Man of the Year anymore. Papa John going to be called to testify, or at least Colin's legal team in the lawsuit that he filed against the National Football League claiming a collusion and keeping him from getting a job. He's going to get deposed by Kaepernick's lawyers. And we'll see how that plays out. You know, Shatner makes lousy commercials and lousy pizza, but he makes a lot of money. And his comments, his remarks that he made on an earnings call to his stockholders in the middle of the season, he said that, you know, the reason why sales were down and everything was going on was because of the fact that kneeling wasn't doing the league any good, and Kaepernick was one of the reasons. And they want to bring Trump into it, and, you know. He called the players sons of bitches for kneeling, asked the owners to fire them. I mean, I'm not going to relive all this, but. You know, the whole circumstance of what went on with Colin Kaepernick and everything. It's going to get replayed out in the courts. And, oh, by the way, depending on what court they end up in front of, he could win. Which would give him millions of dollars. He'd never have to play again. The league, I mean, think about it. Depending on the judge and the circumstances and all that kind of good stuff. Well, you know something? He may just win that lawsuit. And if he ends up winning that lawsuit, the owners will all kick in $1 million and he'll walk up with $32 million and the Royals will get a third of it. And he'll live happily ever after and never set foot on a football field again. This is no great mystery here. And I'll take this all the way back to what I was talking about when he decided that he was going to be a social justice warrior instead of a football player. His net worth at the given time was about $14 million bucks. And it's a hell of a lot easier to be a social justice guy when you're worth that kind of money than when you're worth $350, like most of the people in the league are, because you can't throw away that career opportunity. Well, now he's got to start having some money coming in. So what better way to go about it than to sue the league? It's a hell of a lot easier than trying to make a team. You throw it in the lawyer's hands, try to find the right judge, get in front of the judge. Yeah, they colluded. We'll call Papa John. We'll call Donald Trump. We'll call Jerry Jones. We'll call, and you know, and away it goes. See, this thing, and again, I'm not going to judge the intentions, but this thing took on a life of its own to the point where now it's not, it's just a blur. You know, next year in the first couple of games, they're going to be looking at who's kneeling and who's not kneeling. I can promise you this. For the dozens of players, you know, probably numbered in the hundreds, who knelt at various different points in time, this time around, they ain't going to be kneeling. Not like they were. Well, we'll tap out right here when we come back. More fun on the attack. We're going to shift gears here and go to the Olympic Games right after this short timeout on Black You're Not. Don't go anywhere.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003, 800-485-6003, 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
And he's 3/1000ths of a second now behind Gleicher as Mazdar gets down towards the very bottom. He is heading towards the finish with 2/1000ths of a second in front of the lead, getting ready for the final curve. Here he comes around it, and he's heading to the finish. The time is 26/1000ths of a second behind Gleicher. But for Mazdar, that's good enough for second, and it guarantees that he is the first American to ever win a men's singles luge medal.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
You're back with the Attack. Bob Black here. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-759. Winter Olympics, Shaun White, 31 years old. Very last run of the event. Snowboarding. Men's half pipe. Which I couldn't tell from the full pipe or the smoked pipe or anything else. But he won his third gold medal. 97.75. Went to the top of the leaderboard. He was behind Hirano from Japan. And Shaun White put his best game on in what's going to be his last Olympic appearance. Pretty good. And, I mean, don't forget, Shaun White left it on the table back in 2014. And he won the gold in 06, won the gold in 10, 14, left Sochi without nothing in his pocket other than bitcoins. And to his credit, he rededicated. And in doing so, got himself back on top. You know, Hirano got the silver. Scotty James got the bronze. And Olympics are off to a pretty good start. There's some political crap going on down there that, quite frankly, I'm not into. But, it goes with the territory these days. As far as the Olympics itself goes, again, NBC is dealing with that issue of you're halfway around the world. So a lot of stuff is taped, which in today's instant media, you know what the results are going to be. So it's taking a little bit of juice out of the Olympics. But it's been kind of fun so far. They're just really starting to crank it up. Germany on top of the leaderboard with 3 golds, 4 total. Norway has 7 total, 2 golds, 4 silvers, and a bronze. France has 5 medals so far, including 2 gold. Sweden, 2-1. Italy got themselves a bronze. And, U.S. is hanging in there, doing okay. We've gotten down a couple of golds, and, all in all, the team's off to a pretty good start. Michaela Schifrin, Chloe Kim, who managed to get somebody fired already, which was pretty good. When you look at, when you look at the whole Olympic movement now, and there's been controversy with the gay figure skater, and he doesn't want to meet the vice president. Okay, who cares? Don't go to the White House. Go to the White House, whatever the circumstances are. All in all, going to be pretty good. One issue that they're having trouble with is with the alpine skiing. And not on the cross-country stuff, but more with what's going on as far as downhill and all of that. Conditions have not been good. And too windy, way too dangerous for the downhill. And, you know, that being said, err on the side of caution. Let's put it that way. But like I said, Sean White and what he's able to do, pretty good. I mean, pretty good. You know, all the way back. All the way back. And, you know, that, all in all, not too shabby. I got to be honest. Now, for the USA, 4 golds thus far, a bronze and 2 silvers for 7. Norway, like I said, totally 11 in total. Netherlands, 10 in total. Canada, 10 in total. So this is going to be a pretty competitive set of Olympics. Now, a lot of the heavyweight stuff is coming up. And again, weather permitting, you know, we'll see. This past night was figure skating and ice hockey group round, group B. And like I said, women's slalom was postponed. You know, cross country is doing all right. Indoor stuff is flying. Women's quarterfinal last night. Men's 1,000 meter last night, as far as the heats. So they're kind of winding everything into gear here and going forward. And, you know, again, there's a Russian hottie that's captivating the curling world. I saw a picture of her. She's pretty good looking, I guess. You know, but it's, I have to be honest, though, the lack of buzz on these Olympics, and there's a number of reasons. I mean, in hockey, NHL doesn't participate anymore. So, you know, we'll find out what that happens. USSR has been banned for the most part. You know, the only real storyline is that North and South Korea are competing together. But it's been a real lack of anything. Anything of juice. You know. And there's just not. I got friends that snowboard. I have friends that ski. I'm a bit old school. I like skiing. But snowboarding just doesn't do it for me. As far as competitive, you know, I think I get the appeal of it, and that's okay. You know, I as far as that goes, no issues. But it's just not something that intrigues me. I don't get the intricacies of it. You know, when they're doing a double twist, half full Nelson flying Jamali brother thing, and they land in the snow and everybody goes batshit crazy. Yeah, you know, okay. But to me, the guy that follows or the girl that follows does pretty much the same thing, and I'm going, all right, what's the difference? Neither one of them fell. You know, I'm all good. So tell me why I should be excited about this. However, when I watch downhill racing or I watch a slalom or a Super G or something along those lines, I'm seeing somebody compete against a clock. And I get how fast they're going. And if they lose their edge and they crash and everything else. The judging is so subjective that I can't get into it. And that's the same thing as far as figure skating. The same way when gymnastics is going on in the summer. I mean, they're cool storylines. You know, you watch so-and-so do a triple axel or a quad who's its jump. And, you know, that's great. You know, it's fine. Am I into it? No. No. Because there's too much subjectivity to it. You know, tell me why. You know, I saw that movie with Who the hell was it? Missy Peregrine and Jeff Bridges called Stick It. I don't know if you guys ever saw that or not. It was a movie about gymnastics and the subjectivity of the judging and the things that they judge for and the things that they judge about and how they go about doing their business and traditional and, you know, the old farts against the new wave. And, you know, okay, great. It was a cliche storyline. It was a predictable storyline. Great. Okay, fine. No problem. But there was a certain legitimacy to it in that, you know, the things that they deduct for. And then within the plot line of the movie, it was, you know, a bra strap that they deducted on one of the competitors, and they decided to revolution and, you know, the whole thing. Fine. It was an average movie. They all look good in their tights. But but there was a legitimacy to it in that for the person sitting there, you know, Joe Sixpack or you know, Miss Third of a Bottle of Wine or whoever's sitting there watching the Olympics at the given moment, I don't know what the hell's going on. You know, they either face planted or they didn't. Or they stumbled. I mean, I get it. If somebody stumbles, I can figure that much out. I'm not a Momo. But, you know, I'm looking at this thing and I'm saying to myself, well, you know, where's the appeal here? I don't get it. Same thing with figure skating. Ice dancing has to be the most boring thing in the history of boring. And we'll pick it up right there on the other side. I'm black. You're not. I'm trying to stay awake here. Come on.
Every home repair or improvement project should start with a pro you know you can trust. That's why for over 15 years, homeowners have trusted HomeAdvisor.
HomeAdvisor is a very easy way to find a home contractor, and for me, it's the only way.
You can use HomeAdvisor for everything. Your house cleaning, your painting.
Electricians, plumbers, handymen. We've had nothing but fabulous every single time.
HomeAdvisor is a totally free service that instantly connects you with top-rated pros who have passed criminal and financial background checks.
Knowing that they have had the background checks and that they're vetted absolutely gives me a sense of security.
Plus, HomeAdvisor's True Cost Guide helps you get a fair price by showing you the cost of similar jobs in your area.
HomeAdvisor is a total solution to any type of work you would ever want to do around your house.
And best of all, it's completely free. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
HomeAdvisor.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app.
HomeAdvisor.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
If you love fantasy but need to be a part of the action, there's a better way to play, and it's live. WinView Games is the only app that lets you make live props when the game is on TV, compete against other sports fans, talk trash, and if you're right, win cash with an immediate payout each quarter. Playing WinView is easy. During each game, props are sent straight to your phone. So what are you waiting for? Go to winviewgames.com/predict to start cashing in on your sports IQ. That's winviewgames.com/predict. WinView Games. When the game is on, it's on.
Comes around the final curve, gliding towards the finish. He's on the inner lane, 50 meters to go as he crosses the finish line and wins it. A new Olympic record for Sven Kramer at 6:09.76, and he is the first male speed skater to ever win the same individual event in three straight Olympic Games.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
Welcome back to the Attack. I'm Bob Black. Robert's out on the West Coast making sure it stays on the air. Easy peasy lemon squeezy. We're talking the Olympics. Now I'll get to other things, but you know, I'm sitting there and I'm watching it, and you know, look, over the years we've had tons of Olympians on this show. You know, and there's always interest in the personal story of how they got there. Usually it's tons of sacrifice, overcoming injuries, support of the family, lack of support from the corporate world, you know, and until the Olympic year and they get into it, and the whole nine yards. And, you know, that's okay. That's okay. You know, and it's intriguing, and I love interviewing those athletes. I really do. But as far as the competition itself goes, I want to see ski jumping. I like the cross country. I really do. Because of the fact that it's almost like watching a marathon. You know, I mean, if you think you're in shape, you've been going to the gym, you've been doing stuff, you've been checking stuff out, you think you're in shape, get on a pair of cross country skis and tell me how good a shape you're in. Those men and women are in shape. They do a 10-kilometer or 15-kilometer on skis where it's hurt, 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 hurt through the snow. And they don't stop. No breathers. And they bust it. I mean, they bust it. Those people are in shape. And, you know, and again, you get the intriguing story. Like you saw the guy from Tonga. You know, the Jamaicans have not only a men's bobsled team this year, but they have a women's bobsled team this year. That's cool. That's a storyline I can get into. I like bobsled because they named it after me. But it's a timed event with an end result. When you're talking about these abstract sports where subjective judging comes into play, I could care less because I have no idea whether or not that judge is doing their job or not doing their job. I don't know who's getting screwed and who isn't getting screwed. They get to the end of it and you know, there's some storyline there. Okay. You know, Katarina, I'm not a slut is for the, you know, competing for the poles this year in the, spin around, ice dancing. And by the way, is there anything more boring than ice dancing? I mean anything. Other than rhythmic gymnastics and synchronized swimming. Those three have to be probably the most boring sports in the history of sports. Yeah, and I know the phone's ringing off the hook right now, curling. No, curling's kind of cool. Curling's kind of cool. I love the whole ice scraping, you know, get out there with the brooms and whisk away. You got to judge it and everything else. And oh, by the way, you can tell what's going on. The big disc. I know there's a name for it, but it's escaping me. You get it into the circle and somebody's trying to bump it out. You know, it's not dissimilar to shuffleboard. you know, maybe not the most exciting thing in the world, but there's a skill to it. Ice dancing? You know, okay. I can moonwalk. If I could stand up on a pair of skates, would that get me a gold medal? I can do the bump. Will that get me a gold medal if I could do it on skates? Hell, I wouldn't mind that. Something else to hang on the wall next to my Marconi. Oh, wait, I didn't get that yet. You know, but I mean, you know what I'm talking about here. I mean, even, you know, and it's funny. I'll take it to the Summer Olympics for a second. And sports that they really don't pay any attention to that are actually kind of cool. You know, when they do the combined, when, you know, people have to run and stop and shoot like by athletes, you know, and that's in the winter. Obviously, they have to ski and shoot. And you got the archers in the summer, and you get the target guys in the summer have to shoot. And you know, people think that's boring. It's not boring because there's a precision to it. And again, you could see the results. Two girls in a pool, you know, trying to with a bunch of glitter on, trying to keep their hands together. And the same thing with the rhythm gymnastics. That's it's almost like gymnastics for girls that couldn't quite cut it and make the legit team. And oh, by the way, why aren't the men doing it? If it's such a great Olympic sport and you got rhythmic gymnastics with, you know, girls in tights with batons with ribbons on them, and they're flopping around the thing. And, well, why aren't the men doing it? We could use baseball bats. Seems like a fair sport to me. One of your teammates messes up, you take them out with the bat. That'd be a good time. Yeah, I think so. That'd be cool beans. I could go for that. That's competition. You know, this other stuff. And like I said, there's just no juice. There's no storyline. The only storyline they got is Korea competing together. And, you know, whether or not Little Rocket Man's going to press the button. Other than that, not too much there. So we'll see. As they get into the second week, maybe there'll be a little more. You know, and they always... NBC and whoever's doing it, but, you know, this year it happens to be NBC. And if that's the case, well, you know, okay. That'd be all right. Maybe there'll be a little juice when the figure skating comes around and all that kind of good stuff. Like I said, doesn't do it for me. That's just the way it is. Bracketology and all that kind of good stuff is out there. And Lenardi's out there doing his thing and all that kind of fun. Man, I'm looking at a video of Barry Sanders. He put on some pounds. Barry, baby. Get to the gym. Come on. College basketball a little bit. Some bubble stuff going on. Penn State back on the bubble. You know, they beat Ohio State in Columbus, and since winning that, they've won 5 of 6. Lousy non-conference, but they're back on the beam again. And, you know, since the end of January, it looked like they were done, but they're kind of picking it up again. Baylor's in the same boat. Really interesting. In at the 12 this year, and I know each and every year the 12 ends up disappointing, but they got some really, really solid basketball teams in the Big 12 this year. Is it enough to win? I don't know. We'll find out. But they've won 4 in a row, Baylor. They beat Kansas at home. They beat Texas and Austin. They're 15-10 overall. You know, they got to get there. They got some heavy lifting to do. But if they get hot and they make a pretty deep run in the tournament, and they can somehow get to 18, 19 wins, they got a real shot going forward. Temple's in the same boat. They beat Auburn, who had cracked the top 10. They beat Clemson. Both of the teams are in the committee's top 16 as of this past Sunday. Beat Wichita State at home. You know, they're sitting at 15 and 10. They got a tough conference schedule going on. But, you know, according to our buddy Jerry Palm, they got a shot. They got a shot. Yeah. I mean, when you're looking right now, America Athletic, it looks like they got three. At least as of right now. Cincinnati, of course, 23-2 overall, sixth in the RPI. Houston's 19-5. Wichita State's 19-5. Nice bounce back year for them. And it drops pretty significantly. You know, Temple's kind of skirting on the outside like we were talking about. America East, Vermont, just don't screw it up in your own tournament, because everybody else ain't going. ACC, Virginia's number one in the country, so you know what the deal is with that. Clemson, Duke, Carolina. Louisville's 18-8. They're not going to get any mercy from the committee, so they need to not screw up. Miami's 18-6. Vatek's 18-7. CUSA's 17-8. North Carolina State 16-9. Florida State 17-8. They could go 8 or 9 deep. That's no joke. Atlantic Sun, you know, they're a one bid conference, but Florida Gulf's back. Just don't screw it up in the tournament. Big East is interesting this year. Maybe four. Somebody would have to have a deep run through the tournament to make it happen. Xavier's 23-3. Nova's 23-2, even though they lost to St. John. Creighton. And then it's Providence, Butler, and I don't know. Not looking too optimistic there. A-10. Two teams this year, maybe. Rhode Island and Bonnie. Nobody else has got the juice, not unless they run the tournament. Big Sky's Montana. Maybe a second with Weber State, but I don't think so. Big West. It's UCSB, and that's it. Big Ten. They're going 5, maybe 6. Like I said, Penn State back in the bubble. Everybody else is going, even Nebraska. Nebraska, 20-8 this year. They don't suck. UNC Ashford out of the Big South as of right now. Colonial Athletic, Charleston's got it in their pocket. But we'll see. We'll see. Big 12, like I was talking about, and we'll chase this out to the break. Texas Tech, Kansas, West Virginia, Kansas State, Oklahoma, Baylor on the bubble, Okie State on the bubble. They got a couple of nice wins. RPI isn't high, but beating Kansas on the road, beating West Virginia on the road, has got to count for something. And, oh, by the way, Shaka Smart starting to feel some heat down in Texas. We're feeling a little heat here to get up against the break, so let's tap out right there. When we come back, we'll wrap up this edition of The Attack. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
You're back with the Attack. Bob Black, Horizon, Northern Kentucky, Wright State, fighting it out. Again, don't screw up in the tournament. One of you will go. Conference USA, Middle Tennessee, perennial now. RPI at 28. Even if they lose in the tournament, they're going to get some consideration. That's a legit program. Max got Ryder and Canisius. I just see it as a one. Because the RPIs just aren't high enough. Ivy League, you know how that plays out. Regular season wins it right now. It's looking like Penn. We shall see. The MEAC ain't a good team in the league. But within the conference, Savannah State. So unless they blow it in the tournament, which they could. Mid-American, Buffalo. It's a one-bid conference. Mountain West, Nevada, Boise State will get a look. UNLV is 18-7. They're going to have to win the tournament, though. That's how it's going to have to play out. Missouri Valley, Loyola, Chicago, that's really the only team that's worth looking at right now. Ohio Valley, same deal, Murray State. Belmont's 20-7, but I think it has to be a one-bid tournament. Northeast right now, it's Wagner. Patriot right now, it's Bucknell, Pac-12. Well, it's a little interesting. Arizona, UCLA, finally righted the ship after they got one of the balls off the team. USC, 17-9, Andy Enfield's bunch. Oregon, Arizona State. You know, again, tournament's going to go a long way in determining that whole mess. And oddly enough, in the SEC, Auburn, Tennessee, Florida, Missouri, and even Alabama skirting on the outside. We'll see. All those teams over 500 in the conference. We're over 500, and we're running over time. So I'm going to tap out here. I'm Bob Black. Hope you enjoyed it. We'll talk to you next time.